I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Washtenaw Parish officials say the tornadoes that hit on October 13th did millions of dollars in damage, but they don't know whether it will be enough to qualify the parish for help from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Homeland Security Director Archie Neal Brown tells us that for insured homes, businesses, and parish property, only the deductible applies to FEMA's total damage. Officials hope to know by the end of the week whether they can apply for help from the emergency. We're now 8 days from the November 4th primary election, and polls still show a considerable amount of undecided voters. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet says at this point, candidates kind of throw most undecideds out the window.
If those people haven't made up their mind by now, the chances are they're not voting. So those undecideds are probably, since 50%+ of the state won't even vote, they're probably in that category.
Pinsonet says if voters are undecided this late in the campaign, they're not likely to go to the polls. He says in the final week of the campaign, candidates, especially in the U.S. Senate race, will begin talking more about themselves and why you should vote for them.
You don't want to finish a campaign in the negative, so you'll see the campaign sort of shift towards the end. You won't see the national ads coming in. They'll still be attacking Cassidy and Landrieu.
He says you'll see those national ads attacking the two major candidates in the U.S. Senate race. Pinsonet says you can expect both Democrats and Republicans to concentrate on their ground game and get out the vote strategies. The Louisiana Fire Marshal's office says a Greensburg man suspected of killing his wife and torching their homes has been found dead in his wife's car. Deputy Chief Brant Thompson says that a note was found with 48-year-old Adrian Allen's body, and investigators believe that he killed himself. Thompson wouldn't talk about what was written or the likely cause of death. Thompson says Marsha Allen's body was found in their charred house on October 11th, but an autopsy showed she had died hours before the fire. He says Allen told investigators he'd left home just before the fire, but investigators found that he was there when the fire was just starting. Thompson says a tipster told investigators that Allen was at a camp in rural St. Helena Parish. LSU coach Les Miles wrapped up an emotional 24 hours with another fourth quarter come from behind win over the Ole Miss Rebels on Saturday night. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more.
On Friday night, Coach Les Miles' 91-year-old mother passed away. On Saturday night, that sorrow turned into joy over his team's 10-7 win over the Rebels. His players gave him the game ball, which he brought with him to the post-game news conference.
It's a great night, considering. I miss you, Ma.
The win moved the Tigers 8 spots to number 16 in the AP poll. LSU has 2 weeks to prepare for third-ranked Alabama, and the extra time also gives Miles a chance to grieve over the loss of his mother. Jeff Palermo reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, some early morning fog gives way to partly cloudy skies later this afternoon. Warm today with a high in the mid-80s, a few clouds this evening with the low tonight in the mid-60s. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy, the high in the mid-80s.